The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 40, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 18, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: My dear Lord, the Infallible One, my high position is just like a person having more than one wife. The co-wives trying to attract the husband in their own different ways. For example, the tongue is being attracted to palatable dishes. The genital wants to have sex with an attractive woman. The touch sensation is trying to contact soft things. The belly, although fulfilled, still wants to eat more. And generally, the ear, without attempting to hear about you, is attracted for cinema songs. The smelling sensation is still another side. Restless eyes to see sense gratificatory sense scenes, and the active senses attracting on another side. In this way, I am embarrassed.
Jubha jubha ekata yachita vikara sati ma visitya sistan natas sagudarang sabanan kutasti Grana annatas tapaladik katagarma sakti bhaiva sapatna iva giha patim lilanti. Very good example. In the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj explained, Naitan manas tava kathas vikanthanata sampriyate durita dustam asadhu ti brahm. So, Krishna katha is not palatable. This is Maya's influence. We cannot engage our senses for Krishna. This is the disturbing condition of material world. Senses are there, I am there, and how the senses should be utilized, the subject matter is also there. But it is misled. This is called Maya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarufai Nitta Krishna Da. We are eternal servant of Krishna. So what is the business of the servant? The business of the servant is to carry out the order of the master. So the senses are and the body taking for the time being, and my senses, hands, legs, eyes, ears, tongue, genital, so many, 10 senses. They are working senses and knowledge gathering senses. There are so many senses. So, if I am servant of Krishna, then my senses should be always ready to serve Krishna. This is real position. But we are not doing that. We shall wait. But if I serve Krishna, then where is the opportunity for my living condition? No. There is good opportunity. Just like you want to eat, therefore that is the first problem. So, if we say, don't eat this, that does not mean you don't eat. The eating is not private. But eating independently, whimsically, that is private. Just like to keep your health, in good order, sometimes it is said, you don't eat it. That does not mean eating is private. Some particular thing is private. But we are accustomed to satisfy our senses. Therefore we are misled. Here it is said that jivha ikata ochuta. The first important sense is jiva, means tongue. So tongue is attracted by so many varieties of foodstuff. That is our good experience. As soon as we go out in the street, you'll find so many restaurants. Why so many restaurants? How they are going on? Because we have got the tongue, and the restaurant business can go on very nicely, attracting the tongue. Especially in Bombay, you'll find practically every alternate shop is a restaurant. Similarly, I have seen in Germany, Hamburg, every alternate shop is a drinking shop. Trinken. Yes. Is it not the word?
Yes.
Trinken is drinking. Every shop, as I have seen, one gentleman, what is gentleman? He is sitting with glass of wine, and a young girl is also sitting. This is their very pleasing. And I have heard that in the working days or in the holidays, they do not remain at home. They go to the thinking shop. So jivha is very, very strong. And another thing I have seen, that they pass urine on the street. Because they are habituated to drink too much, they pass urine without any shame. So this is the first important sense, jivha, ekata. First, the jiva is attracting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says that we have got our senses, they are acting as enemies because the senses are misleading me. My senses are meant for serving Krishna, but the Maya is misleading me. That why should you engage your senses in the service of Krishna? You engage your senses in my service. Our position is to serve, that you cannot change. Because we are made for giving service. We are not made for becoming master. But unfortunately, every one of us is trying to be master. By falsely engaging the service. Especially the kurmis. The kurmis, they are working so hard, day and night, everywhere you see. They are working day and night, but the purpose is how to become master. They cannot become master, but the ambition is how to become master, how to become the richest man, like such and such big man. This is called struggle for existence. Everyone is trying to become the master. Nobody is trying to become a servant. Ask anyone that why you are working so hard. I shall get so much money, I shall become very wealthy. I shall have so many servants, so many workers, and I shall control over them. Then there is time to become master. Therefore, the jiva, in the very beginning, jiva, the tongue, should be controlled. If we can control the tongue, then other senses will be automatically controlled. In the Shastra, it is said that, Atasya Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grayam Indriyai. These present indriyas, senses, then misled. They are misled in different way. Although I am serving, but I am serving my senses. My position is not master, but servant. I am trying to become master, but I have already become servant of my senses. So, instead of becoming servant of Krishna, I have become the servant of my senses. So, my position as servant is there. Is it not? I am maintaining, because I cannot change it. Suppose just like a woman. If a woman dresses like a man, does it mean that he has become a man? No. Woman is man. Woman, man is man. Simply by changing dress, we cannot do. Similarly, our constitutional position is to serve and to serve whom? Krishna. That is our constitutional position. But falsely, we are trying to become master. Therefore, instead of becoming master, I have become the servant of my sense. This is our position. But the master is sense. The jiva is my master. He is asking, why don't you come to this restaurant? No, no, my belly is already filled up. No, you must come. You see, a man is coming from home after sumptuously eating, and as soon as he comes to the street, immediately he enters a restaurant and drinks a cup of tea and few biscuits or tea. Why? What is the necessity? You are already filled up in your belly, and still, again, immediately your mind is very palatable. So, you are servant of your tongue. Because it is palatable, although my belly is already filled up, so I must satisfy my tongue. So I am master. I am not master, I am servant of the tongue. Then, just below the belly, there is one genital. He has used it with his wife, and he still goes to the prostitute. Servant, let us have some new test. For testing new sex enjoyment, people simply travel from one place to another. Especially nowadays, I have got experience in Delhi, I have seen. The foreigners, they are coming, ordering the manager that I want this, I want that. Because I have come here by the dictation of my janitor. People go to Paris, I know many gentlemen, for satisfying the janitor. So janitor has become my master. The tongue has become master. The hand has become my master. The leg has become my master. So, I am the servant of so many masters. So my position is very precarious. How can you satisfy so many masters? Even in the animal kingdom, they are also servant, but they are servant of one sense. That is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like the peace. The peace is only strongly under the servitude of the tongue. Therefore, the fishing tackle gives something eatable, and the fish immediately. It is not that it is hungry, but because the fish is so greedy, something nonsense is there and tackle him immediately and becomes caught up. Due to the strong inclination of eating, he uses his life. As soon as he is caught up, then. Similarly, other animals, just like the deer, is very fond of hearing nice music. The hunters play very nice music, and they come to hear, and he kills. So one is losing the life for strong tongue dictation, one is losing life for ear, and the elephant is captured by sex. You cannot capture the elephant, it is a very strong animal. But there is trained sea elephant, Sea Lioris, the male elephant. And for sex, the male elephant follows, and tactfully the elephant is put into a hole. He falls down. Then he is captured. Then for life he becomes a slave. Such a big animal, so strong, but by the trick of human being, he becomes slave. So, similarly, there is analysis. One particular animal is strongly under the influence of a particular sense. But so far, we human beings, we are such a big animal that we are servant of all the senses. All the senses. An animal is servant of one sense, but the rational animal, because they are rational, Ross tells us, and what is rationality? They cannot seem that the animal is servant of one sense, and because I am a rational animal, I have become servant of all the senses. I am utilizing my rationality in that way. So this is our position. Prahlad Maharaj is analyzing very nicely. We are servant eternally, but Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavancha kare, pasete mayatare japotiya dhare. As soon as we forget this principle that I am eternal servant of Krishna, this material life means this forgetfulness. I am serving, it is a fact. And because I am serving, my senses, that big, big leaders, just like in your Western countries, there was Napoleon, there was Hitler, there was Mussolini. Here also, big, big leaders, but what they are? Big, big servants of the senses, that's all. Big, big servants of the senses. There Bhagavat has said, Sabir Varao Strakharai Sarastuta Purushapasu. Purushapasu. These big, big leaders are big, big animals. That's all. Sarastuta Purushapasu. So there are many instructive verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam should be your life and soul to remain constantly in Krishna consciousness. Yes. The unique gift of Sri Vyasadeva, kalo nastu disham eva, puranako dhuna udita. So, Therefore, we have to purify our senses. Unless we purify our senses, we'll be disturbed by the demands of the senses. One side, the tongue, one side, the ear, one side, the eyes, one side, the nose, one side, the hand, one side, the leg. The example is given very nicely that sapasna iva gehavatin yuranti. Just like a man has got many wives. Especially the kshatriyas, they marry many wives. There is purpose also. The kshatriyas are allowed in this way. Why? Because kshatriyas are generally their king. They have got money to maintain many wives. They can do it. And they eat also very first class vitaminous food also. So they have energy. Even our Krishna, he also married as a kshatriya so many wives. Not like Krishna or any other, but everyone wants to keep more than one wife. Everyone wants, that is his heart's desire. And if one is able, actually he keeps. But what is his position? And that is this guy here. Then, bhaha sapasna iva grihapatin lulanti. Now suppose you have got 1 dozen wives. So when you come home, every wife is waiting. My husband will come from work. I shall snatch him in my room. By force. Last night he did not come. Now this night I shall forcefully bring in my room. So this man enters and every wife is prepared to take the opportunity. So all of them come. So one catches one leg, another catches another leg, another hand, another mouth, another here. And they're all snatching. Come here. Come here. So he's flat. So what is his position? Just imagine. This is an example with you. Similarly, if all the senses supposed to be my subordinate wife, they snatch the man that just enjoy this, just enjoy this, enjoy this, enjoy this, and what is the position? Most disturbed condition. In such disturbed condition, one should take vow. Then no more wife, that's all. I have suffered so much, now no more wife. That's all. Then the mind will be in peaceful condition. No more disturbance. The whole Vedic civilization is an attempt to create peaceful condition of the mind so that I can fix up my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. This is Vedic civilization. Sabai mana Krishna padaravinda vachaansi vaikuntha gunanvar. This is to control the senses. The mind is the central figure of the senses. So first of all, you engage your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. That is first business. So sabai mana Krishna padaravindayo vachaansi vaikuntha gunanuvarnane. And you talk only of Krishna. Vikunthanatha, Vaikuntha, Gunanun. Here it is said. naitad manastava kathas vikunthanata. So, if we engage your talking capacity in the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, with tavakatha, your words, that we have got sufficient subject matter for talking, if we do that, instead of talking nonsense, fish, if we talk simply of Krishna, take Bhagavad Gita, and together, it doesn't matter, man or woman, together we simply, just like we are doing now, if you simply talk of Krishna, that is the measure, the real remedial measure to control the jiva. Because Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning, first of all, in the beginning, jiva. So if you can control the jiva, then you can control other senses very easily. This is it. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Tarmadde jiva oti lobhamaya sudurumati. Tare jeta kothina samsara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, out of the all the senses, the tongue is very difficult to control, formidable enemy. So in order to control the tongue, Krishna varo dayamaya karibare jivhaja. Just to control over the tongue, Krishna varo dayamaya karibare jivhaja saprasadanna dilabhaja. He has given nice prasadam. So, samayi mana Krishna padarvindaya vachangsi gaivitunta gurdhanu varnane. If we, this jiva is the first item, and a jiva in the tongue, if we can control, tongue must taste something very, that is another business of the tongue, and must chant or talk something. So if you talk of Krishna, if you chant Hare Krishna, and if you give prasadam, the tongue will be controlled. This is our program. Let everyone chant Hare Krishna, and let everyone take Krishna prasadam. Then the jiva will be controlled. Here the jiva is so formidable, the first jiva is mentioned. So if you can control your tongue, then you can control your belly also. Because without control of the tongue, if you lock up, that I shall not accept anything except prasadam. So, if you go on the street and if you see hundreds and thousands of restaurants, it will not be allowed. No more chop cutlet. Finish. Because I cannot take anything without being offered to Krishna. So automatically it becomes control. If we take this vow that I shall not anything which is not offered to Krishna, naturally Krishna does not take any chop cutlet. So we cannot offer it. Krishna personally says, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. So you have to prepare foodstuff for Krishna from patram puspam phalam toyam. Nothing else. Although he can eat, Krishna can eat fire also or anything, all the power. But Krishna prescribes for us that you can give me this in bhakti, devotion and faith, then you will be benefited. If Krishna eats from your hand, then your life is successful. If Krishna accepts any bit of service from you, then your life is successful. Immediately you become liberated. Because bhakti is not for the conditioned soul. As soon as Krishna therefore adds this word, Krishna is not hungry for eating anything from your hand. He is not hungry. But he wants to teach you how to become a bhakta. Madhavakta. Manmana bhava madhavakta. He wants you to become his devotee. Then your life's problem is all. So therefore he is prepared to take anything, little, patram puspam phalam toyam, so that you can begin to give something to Krishna. Krishna is neither hungry nor wants anything from you. For your benefit, for our benefit, Krishna is prepared to take a little leaf, little flower, little water, which is available anywhere, all over the world, without any price. Even if I am a very poor man, I can pick up a flower, a little leaf, patram, little fruit, and water is available everywhere. Everything is available. Krishna does not particularly say that you give me such fruit, such flower. Any fruit, any flower, he is prepared to take, accept, provided you are a bhakta. Otherwise, even if you prepare very nice palatable dishes, he will not accept a single of them. It is the bhakti. Krishna is very much anxious to see that you have become a bhakta. Then your problem is solved. Because you are sons of Krishna, aham-abhijapajapita, he is suffering more in one sense, because you are suffering. Just like your son is on the bed suffering from some disease, the father and mother feels more pain than the son. The father and mother is affectionate. So Krishna is so affectionate, therefore he comes. Jada jada idhanma saglani bhavati var. When he forgets Krishna, then he comes to convince us that this is not good. You are trying to satisfy your senses. It will never end. Simply, you will be complicated from one body to another for satisfying senses. And sometimes eating stool also, that is also satisfaction of the senses. So this business will never make you happy. Better just surrender unto me, and what I say, you do. Just begin your service, surrender. Give me something, eatable. Patram puspam phalam toyam, jomi bhaktyapajacchet. This is the beginning. The deity worship is the beginning of devotional service. Therefore, archan, the deity worship, very essential. Everyone should try. The system is, anyone comes to the temple, he brings something, patram puspam phalam toyam, just to offer to the deity. That is the beginning. That is the beginning of love. Dadati, give something. Dadati pratiginnati, bhungte bhojate chaya. This is the beginning of love. If I love you, I must give you something. And whatever you will give me, I shall accept it. Dadati pratiginnati. So, give something to Krishna and take his instruction. Dadati pratiginnati. This is the beginning of love. Therefore, the deity is there, the instruction is here. If people take advantage, automatically he becomes a devotee, a lover of Krishna. That is the success of life. Thank you very much.